Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode number 149 of the Vex on Vex podcast. My name is VexX, and today we are in parts unknown with Miss Olivia.
Hi.
And Mr. Johnny Zero.
Hey, what's up, dude?
What's up, man?
How you doing?
I'm good.
Cool.
I'm going to keep banging into the mic. That's awesome. Love when you do that. Big fan. Johnny Zero had a really, really, really good question. He said, if you could pick any character from a Quentin Tarantino film, who would you identify with said character and why? So, Johnny Zero, do you want to begin?
I'd rather go last because I get
okay, I respect that.
Confused,
Miss Olivia. Now, in the myriad of Quentin Tarantino films, you remember you're a big Kill Bill fan, for instance. Yeah. So what character do you identify with and why?
I'm going to go with Black Mamba. I love her.
But why do you identify? Okay.
She fucks shit up.
You can say fuck.
Can I say fuck on the internet?
I think you might be able to say fuck on the internet.
Because she fucks shit up.
I changed my answer. Initially, when I was messing with Johnny Zero, I said it would be Charles Manson.
Right.
It's Stuntman Mike. Because he's just a lovable feller, you know, and no one likes him. And yeah. Johnny Zero, what are your thoughts?
Well,
Death Proof.
Yeah.
Stuntman Mike.
I get it. But I was thinking, if we're counting True Romance from the original script, that is or is not involved with the Tarantino-verse.
So well, he wrote it.
Yeah. Well, I guess probably. I would be Leo's character in Once Upon a Hollywood, and I'd probably want to be more like Cliff Booth. And the other guy and all that, but really, I'm probably just Clarence from the first one.
Is that because he's obsessed with Elvis?
Obsessed is a strong word, man.
It's a character, sir. It's not you. I can talk about the character
He's just a cool cat, likes rock and roll. You know, he's into comic books.
Did you say cool cat? They got him a hooker for his birthday because he's anything but cool.
Yeah, but she wasn't really a hooker, man. It was just a.
She was literally.
She
was literally a hooker.
She was an escort for exactly, 3 days?
And Drexel was her pimp. Drexel.
What a great fucking character.
Yeah. This is White Boy Day, man. It ain't White Boy Day.
Hey, yo, man. Is it White? No, man. It ain't White Boy Day.
Give me the burner. All
right.
He kills Samuel
Toss
Jackson.
Toss me that burner. Check this. See, check it. See, I'm sitting here. This is that Sherm, right?
Holy shit. That's a pretty good fucking. You watch that
and
movie.
And you're you, right? And then Samuel Jackson's the other guy on the side. It's one of the greatest films.
No,
ever.
Samuel Jackson's the one who gets shot in the face with the burner.
No, the guy on the bed is. He gets shot in the gut trying to reach for his piece while the other guy's going. And then Clarence comes in with the empty fucking envelope. You know what we got here? We got Charlie Bronson. Charlie Bronson's such a bad motherfucker. That's for an English guy to do that. Looking like that, Gary Oldman is great, man.
He also played Sid Vicious in a film.
Exactly.
Sid and Nancy.
And sung on the soundtrack.
Well, let's be honest, wasn't difficult to do.
It doesn't matter, just that takes balls right there, I mean.
No, he was on a lot of drugs, so balls isn't exactly it.
Whatever, the guy's very talented. He was
the motivation.
Also, he also played the modern...
Dracula.
Yeah, the modern representation. Shame they didn't let him wear the black cape, but he even adopted Lugosi's accent for it. A lot of places, and he's also Alfred. Excuse me. Gordon.
Commissioner Gordon.
I'm sorry.
Oh, and he was in the Harry Potter movies.
Yeah.
He was
Sirius
Black.
Yeah.
Oh wow, somebody's phone's going off. I love when that happens. Now, spinning away from that, the peanut gallery, if you will. What are your favorite, if any, of Quentin Tarantino's films? Like, what one would you guys identify with, Olivia? What's your favorite Quentin film?
I'm gonna go with Pulp Fiction. Probably because I watched that one the most.
It's a great film, though,
yeah.
Right?
Very good.
And then do you know who Mickey Rourke is?
Yes.
Because he was supposed to be Butch the Boxer.
Really?
Because at the time when the movie was made, he was actually back to professional boxing.
Oh, that's right. And then didn't he, like, mess up his nose and that's how he started all his plastic surgery?
No, I mean, he was really probably trying to box. And I'm a guess here. I don't know, but I'm just chiming in. Like,
she just asked a question that you didn't even answer.
Well, he probably don't want to promote boxing being an actor while you're actually trying to be a boxer.
He didn't read the script.
Okay.
Why'd you look away?
I don't know. I thought we were doing the Jim Gordon thing.
She asked a question.
Oh, okay.
I tried to answer it,
right.
And then you just spun off in
all
a direction
right,
that doesn't
right.
really
I'm
make
doing,
a great
I'm
deal of sense.
Good. I'm messing up for everybody. I'm sorry.
No, you just got to calm down. It's a podcast. Yeah, Breathe. So your question was the thing. That's what they claimed, that his face got messed up so bad. Now, you don't probably don't know this, but in the 70s, Mickey Rourke was a professional boxer. And then he retired, and he became an actor. And then when he was like 40 in the 90s, he goes back to it, and they say his face got so fucked up, that started the surgery. I don't believe that. I think he's like vain and shallow.
Right.
That's my thoughts. Now, what were you saying, John?
I just was thinking if he was boxing at that time, that it's probably just, known from personal, somewhat personal experience, you don't want to be making boxing into a movie when you're trying to be a boxer for real.
Yeah, but Pulp Fiction isn't a boxing film at all, sir.
I'm just saying in a locker room, it's not really, probably, it's probably not smiled upon. You know what I mean? Because everybody in the place is going to want to take a chance at that face that you make the money with. You know what I mean? Just saying.
But no, a few of those things didn't add up for me, so I'm going to try and I'm going to clarify
them. Okay,
let me try
and get it articulated properly. I'm sorry, everyone. What I'm saying is, if you are an actor, you're a thespian, whatever, an artist, and you're trying to actually legitimately be a, you know, throw your hands like that up in boxing, while you're doing that at the same time, you probably don't want to take a role that has anything to do with the sport that you're trying to actually do. Number one, it would probably because you're taking the sport seriously, and because people would take a piece of your ass for that. You know what I mean?
I got to be honest. I don't agree. It doesn't mean I'm right. I am, but it doesn't mean I'm right. So I don't agree. And secondly, he just didn't read the script. And here's the irony. He was supposed to be fucking Maverick and Top Gun. He turned it down. Like, there's a myriad of things in Mickey Rourke's career that could have turned the tide in a huge direction. Now, did you see the movie The Wrestler?
Yeah.
Of course.
You both seen it. Yeah. I'm going to let Johnny go first because I feel like he's very passionate about this.
No, let her go first because I was really
I barely remembered it. I just remember seeing it.
Yeah, I figure.
Jordan's faces. Not looking right.
Now, John, what are your thoughts on that film?
Oh, I think the just the fact that it was made is a great idea. Absolutely. I think it's, I mean, do I have problems with this or that and get ticky-tacky or whatever? Yeah, I do, because I believe that kayfabe should be always represented. But you know what? I'm glad that movie got made. It's a really good movie. And
what do you think of Mickey Rourke's acting ability in the film The Wrestler, sir?
Oh, excellent.
Okay. So that's his big comeback. And I don't know how the fuck it's gotten to Mickey Rourke. We're trying to talk about fucking Pulp Fiction. Yeah. But so wait, what's your favorite Tarantino film, John?
My favorite Tarantino film. Well, I'm not gonna go the easy way. I'm gonna go. I don't know, man. Because there's, you almost be out of which ones I hate. Is probably a better.
No, the question was, what's your favorite Quentin Tarantino film?
Narrow them down. I guess probably.
I'm not gonna answer your question.
He said. Well, since he didn't direct True Romance, I guess
it's not his film.
Probably Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Good movie.
And I gotta agree with her about the Pulp Fiction, Miss Olivia. We're in the same room. Just saying, I gotta agree with her on that, because you know Pulp Fiction is great, you know, and there's different things that tie into all these stories. That's why Vincent Vega, Vic Vega, blah blah blah. You guys know the rest. So like, yeah, but I really think Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, even for people who don't like it, didn't like it first, it's one of those movies that, like, that really is a masterpiece.
I agree. Visually, it's pretty amazing.
And the whole flamethrower thing at the end was
I know. Like, how cool is that? How cool is that?
Wildly.
But
entertaining.
It's one of those movies that we got to come up with some kind of word for it, Urban Dictionary or something like that, where you don't get it. How cool! It's good. You like it the first time, but then you're like, now I get that. So you go back and watch it again or read it again. It's like one of those things, you know what I mean? And each time you do it, you notice something a little bit different.
It's like fucking.
Yeah. Cool.
Because a lot of ladies, the first time around, I understand it's painful, and for a lot of men, it's brief. So eventually, it's less painful and it takes longer. Just like the film.
I don't know.
Do you like the parallel? That's fine.
No,
I'm not offended.
It's a good one.
It's a good parallel.
I made those
high
statements.
Five. All right, now we're going to go back. I didn't give my favorite. I think my favorite Quentin Tarantino film might be Reservoir Dogs.
Okay.
No one cares. Like, they're in the room.
I do.
Like,
that's a good one.
No, that's bullshit. That's a great film.
I love that film.
Why don't you tell them about how he got the money for True Romance and all the whole thing, because that's a great film. It's very important. If it wasn't for Reservoir Dogs, there might not be a Pulp Fiction. You know what I mean?
He sold a bunch of scripts. True Romance was one of the scripts he sold, and then he took that money. But actually, there's more to it. So Reservoir Dogs, the initial would have been off selling of that script, but then Harvey Keitel got attached, and then he got a bigger company to back it for $1 million. So it went from a super indie film to a kind of a budget. You know what I mean? $1 million is a lot of fucking money in the early 90s. Today, it's like, you know, lunch. But back then, you can get some lights and make a fucking movie. So that's how he got the movie. He also wrote Natural Born Killers, which was made later, which is a good film. He said he never envisioned who plays Mallory Knox. What's her name?
Oh, God. She's a good singer, too. She's a great actress. From Cape Fear.
Yeah, from Cape Fear. The broad. Kid.
And who's what's eating Gilbert Grape? In that?
I would say Dreyfus, but that's not it. No. Juliette Lewis.
Juliette Lewis. That's it.
Who's originally from The Facts of Life. Do you guys know that? She was in the background of The Facts of Life back in the day. For real. So Juliette Lewis is like, he's like, I didn't see her as Mallory Knox. He's like, the more time passes, I get it. He's like, I wouldn't have cast her, but I do appreciate it. Now, Johnny Zero, we're putting you on the hot seat. Your worst Quentin Tarantino film.
Worst one. I don't know if I'm qualified.
You're not qualified. Your opinions.
Well, I liked... I don't. Oh, by the way, did you know that the you know that guy that's following around Natural Born Killers is actually the father of the what do you call it? The correctional his parole officer in Vic Vega, not Vincent Vega, Vic Vega in Reservoir Dogs. That's his son.
What guy following him around? What does that mean?
The guy that Robert Downey Jr. plays.
You're going to tell me Vic Vega's his son?
No, his PO is parole officer. I'm sorry.
Scagnetti.
Yep.
No, but you said Vic Vega.
If I'm not mistaken, I believe that's his son is the same guy.
Whose son?
The son of...
What person? Say a person, any person. I
can't remember his name.
No, Robert Downey Jr. is a person.
Yes, he's doing the reality show following the Natural Born Killers, right?
So what are you talking about?
Well, he's the son of Vic Vega's...
Who is the son of Vic Vega?
No, he's the son of Vic Vega's PO, his parole.
Who's officer. The son?
I can't remember. Something Scagnetti. They mentioned it in the film.
It's Scagnetti on Scagnetti. And no, it's just it's a common name. So in Reservoir Dogs, the parole officer's last name is Scagnetti. That's all. Because that guy didn't know his father and his mother got shot when he was a kid. Did you listen to Natural Born Killers? That was the whole point. The clock tower, remember?
Yeah.
So Scagnetti on Scagnetti was the book he wrote. And that's the actor whose fucking name I'm not going to remember at all. I can look it up. Hold on. Fuck. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. It's Tom Sizemore is the actor. So Tom, you're telling me that the parole officer from Reservoir Dogs is the father of Tom Sizemore's something character? Like that. Yeah, can you use the microphone? That would be fucking awesome.
Yes, yeah, something like that, yes. Okay. Something like that. If I'm off.
No, then... it's just the same last name. It's a common last name. You could even say that Scagnetti's the parole officer in the earlier film. Because Natural Born's later.
I'm just letting you know, so I don't look like a complete jackass, is that... there's a difference between real time and the real universe, and then there's a Tarantino verse, which goes on. It's like a reality which exists inside his film things, his film universe, which goes back to Hateful Eight and all that. That's why I couldn't really answer the question all the way, because
you could just say which movie you don't like. That's easy.
I think it's Hateful Eight.
So you don't like Hateful Eight?
Well, I didn't watch it all the way. I fell asleep, but I tried like two or three times and I couldn't.
It's not a great movie. But it's a twister and a turner, and things happen. I could see that being the least favorite. Miss Olivia, do you have a least favorite?
I don't, because I haven't watched that one or any of the ones that people don't really care for.
What are the ones people don't care for, in your opinion? What are you talking about? Yeah, but you said any of the ones. I didn't watch that one.
Just that one, I guess.
Click.
Yep. But what I've noticed with some of that work is that, like, sometimes they're the best ones. You know what I mean?
No, explain, buddy.
Well, I mean, like we were saying before, whatever the word we need to come up with is when you notice something is cool, but you didn't notice it then.
Like fucking, yes.
Yeah, but you go back and watch it, like, you know, you get it now. Well, apparently Hateful Eight has a stronghold in that inside Tarantino verse that's inside the regular timeline. Like when you're watching Kill Bill, the animated stuff in there.
Yes.
Is like, that's the character that Beatrix...
No, it's the Asian chick when she was a kid. That's the anime stuff.
It, it's her. And that, it, but anyway, but the real life version of her is actually shows up in another one. It's really, really complicated. I'm not really qualified to speak on it. I just recently found out about it. So if somebody out there really knows, please email.
Oh, they can fucking fuck right off. This isn't about that.
They're really, it's so brilliant that like, I haven't had time to really go.
No. This is a podcast. There's nothing here of merit. Like, we're not a fucking teacher. We're like, this is what we're going to teach you about film. No, fuck that.
I don't want
to
be seen as a, you know.
Fortunately, they can't see anything. There's no video.
Crackpot or something. Yeah.
You might not even be Johnny Zero. You might be a computer simulation I wrote in my house to represent Johnny Zero.
Still, my word means something. You know what I mean? I got one.
We're just having a conversation. You got to calm the fuck down. You need a blowy? I know a hooker. So listen. Johnny's giving me the death stare. It's very uncomfortable. All right, I got a question. You said you liked Kill Bill, Olivia. Like, you kind of liked it. What's your theory that they could make another Kill Bill where the Black Mamba's daughter comes back to get payback? Because she's like, if you get a little raw about it.
Yeah, come back and see me.
Yeah. Thoughts?
There was like a rumor that was going to happen, right?
No, it's under discussion.
Oh.
Like, she could still do it technically, even though she's older.
Yeah.
It's like 15 years difference. So the kid would be old enough, like 20 years old, 21 years old.
I'd love to see that.
What about you, Johnny? Would you want to see that?
Well, sure, but I don't. I think we're mistaken again. The Black Mamba is. Am I crazy here? Maybe I'm.
What? Can you ask the question, bro?
He's saying Black Mamba is Beatrix.
Yeah.
Kiddo.
Am I wrong?
The other girl.
The Black Mamba is the black girl. That's why she's the Black Mamba. And then she kills the black girl. The black girl's daughter's there.
That's so racist.
It's fucking accurate, though. So she kills the girl.
We got it. On tape. Stop it right now. Miss Olivia, refilm it. Take a picture. History made.
That you were racist? Totally.
You can actually say things
after. Can I talk? Jesus. Being a racist. Christmas. Like, can I say a word? So the Black Mamba was a black woman in the film. It's that chick from the fucking Independence Day movie.
No, Beatrix Kiddo is Black Mamba.
Bullshit.
No, swear to God.
All right, shh. Calm down. You're yelling into the mic. What's the black girl's name? Hold on, John. Who's the black girl in the movie? That's not right. Maybe it's just Mamba.
No, she's Adder or something.
It's Vivica Fox.
Yeah, Vivica Fox.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness! You're not good at this.
Codename. She has a snake codename.
Yeah.
And this is cool. I can tell you. Are we on the air?
Yes.
Okay. Well, listen. Do you remember the Serpent Society of Captain America's fight in the 70s?
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
And the 90s. Well, they all had different.
He doesn't even care that we don't know what he's talking.
Listen,
about.
But it's Tarantino. Fucking must have read this because that's where his snake characters come. They're all named after snakes.
Copperhead,
Puff Adder, Viper. You know, etc. Cobra. You know,
The Deadly Vipers are called.
Deadly Vipers, the same thing as
Snake
the Serpent
code names.
Society in G.I. Joe. I mean, like, G.I. Joe even ripped it off. It's all ripped off from Captain America, dude. From the 1970s.
I mean, not for nothing. Everything he writes is like a variation of something else. He would probably acknowledge that. Like, that's
right.
Like, you didn't crack a big fucking mystery. Like, no! Oh!
I know, but people don't realize that.
And they don't care. They don't care.
Okay.
Because I don't care.
You mentioned Silver Surfer in there.
Except I really don't care. Reservoir. Like, do you understand that okay. Right. I'll let you talk. It's the Johnny Zero Hour. Right. And go.
All right. Well, I'm just saying the artist puts together things from pop culture of that time period in a very, very, you know, cool.
What time period? Way.
Meaning his time period? His time period would be, I guess, from his interviews from like 59 as a little kid into the 60s and then to like the 70s to the late 70s, usually.
I'm not going to lie. That sentence doesn't make any sense. Like, what are you talking about?
Well, the musical references.
Are always from the 70s. That's kind of his thing.
Yeah, but it's not just 70s. There's some 60s
Big
stuff in there.
70s weekend.
Yeah, it's a little ambiguous.
You're ambiguous.
Some of the dates even in Once Upon a Time in Pulp Fiction, if you look at the back, like
Once Upon a Time in Pulp Fiction, that's amazing.
Once a time in Hollywood, you know what I'm saying?
I didn't. That's why I'm verifying.
Right. Excuse me.
Okay.
That's the same thing with him. He doesn't give a fuck. He's just trying to get this big picture across. And it's
wait, we forgot one. The World War II motherfucker. Were they?
Oh, shit.
Yes.
Bastards.
Pretty good movie.
Yes.
That's a good movie.
And then
that's a bingo.
Brad okay. Pitt.
Shh. You guys. Rule that's number one single. Of podcast. One fucking person talks at a time, people who are yelling over each other. Holy fucking Christmas. Like, chill the fuck out. Rule number one. Don't. Together. I changed mine. I want to be the Brad Pitt character who cars fucking Nazis. I've been chewed out before. I'll be chewed out again.
Yeah. Yep. And one of his descendants shows up as another character in the plot because the guy is supposedly writing a book with each film after they're produced.
Adam Sandler was supposed to play the Nazi killer, the Jewish.
Yeah,
Eli Roth. Oh. Yeah. Is that his name? Eli Roth.
Yeah. Okay. But that'd have been pretty cool. Very good. Like you're watching this movie and Adam very Sandler good. Comes out. Hey, how you doing?
and he's the dude's dad in Evil Bosses 2, right? Same dude.
I didn't see that one.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's Horrible Bosses.
Horrible Bosses 2.
What? Oh, Jesus. You just hurt the microphone thing? Don't do that again.
Okay. So okay. I saw the Mr. Microphone. Sorry about that.
It's okay.
But, yeah, dude, they're all linked together, all those characters. It might be just a reference.
No one's disagreeing. Yeah. You're going to say it 14 times.
It's fucking brilliant.
No one disagrees.
Wish I had thought of it.
With your synopsis.
It's like.
That talk.
The guy's obviously brilliant. I've problems with some of the things he
does.
Does
a lot of coke.
But, creatively speaking, it's like, all right, let me put it in guitar terms. It's like when you hear cold gin, dad.
Dude, no one knows what you're saying.
Well, I'm saying a great riff.
You know what you're saying, right?
I played the flute for 3 years.
But it's like.
It's a Kiss parallel because everything goes back to Kiss.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Cole Jens, what kind of song? A Kiss song, right?
It's an Ace Frehley song.
And what band was he in?
Well, it's an Ace Frehley.
John, give me a second. Are you ready? John, are you ready? It's me, Gene Simmons from Kiss. Go ahead.
He's in Ace Frehley band. Anyway, the point is that. It's like one of those riffs. It could be Iron Man from Sabbath. It could be anything, right? Smoke on the Water.
I'm bored. I'm bored.
Like, why didn't I think of that?
He's bored right now.
Okay, he's bored.
I am bored by what you said.
What you play rock and roll.
I am bored right now.
I'm talking about those riffs like that for classic rock. Nobody thought of that.
I am bored by what you said.
I got to phase out here. All right. Thanks for having me.
No, don't phase out. We're going to talk. Don't be that way. Listen. All right. What was the first Tarantino film either of you ever saw? Like the first one you can remember seeing that was a Tarantino movie? We'll go with Olivia, obviously, first, because she answers first, because Johnny Zero hates talking to me.
Probably Kill Bill.
For real? Your first one's Kill
Probably.
Bill? What about you, John?
Obviously, Pulp Fiction.
I think Pulp's mine, too.
Yeah.
I think I got into Reservoir after the fact.
Yeah.
Oh, mine might have been Reservoir Dogs, actually.
I remember hearing about Reservoir Dogs.
Did you really?
Yeah, in Philly with my friends and stuff like that.
Because there's no internet back then.
Right.
So word of mouth.
Well, it wasn't like today. It was internet, but it wasn't like, you know, streaming this.
Yeah, but we didn't have phones and shit. Like,
excuse my language. Man.
But
I'm saying like it wasn't like that. But I remember hearing like Reservoir Dogs was like independent film. Like I knew about Blair Witch Project like a whole bunch of time.
Bro, that's 6 years later.
It's
6 years later.
Well, anyway. It doesn't matter, but my point is, what I'm trying to say is, like, there's these cool indie, like, places or something like that. I want to, like, go there, but I don't know them people. But I went to it was probably because of the MC5 True Testimonial thing up in Philly. They somebody important, I guess, invited me. I'm not really in the clique. But I discovered... What I'm trying to say is retroactively from Pulp Fiction, I discovered, Reservoir Dogs.
Well, no, that's what I said. And then you had said that you had a Reservoir Dogs movie. No, once Pulp Fiction was famous, Dogs was everywhere. On a fucking home video. I remember going to like Blockbuster. I had a Blockbuster card.
Sure.
And there it was. So I fucking definitely rented the shit out of it. Remember Killing Zoe? You guys ever see that one?
Yeah.
It's, all right. Fuck. Some Kind of Wonderful, John. What's that guy's name?
Some Kind of Wonderful.
He was the original Marty McFly in Back to the Future.
Oh, Crispin Glover.
No, Marty McFly in Back to the Future.
Michael J. Fox.
The original Marty McFly in Back to the Future was a redheaded weird guy who's the drug dealer in Pulp Fiction, who's in Some Kind of Wonderful, who makes Killing Zoe. I should have that in my phone.
Eric, the guy from Mask. Eric.
Yes.
Yeah, the Some Kind of Wonderful. Mask. I got mixed up with another movie.
It's okay.
That's where the
Stoltz.
Stoltz.
Eric Stoltz.
And he's got the cool chick with the short hair.
Bro, we don't need you to explain the fucking film of Pulp Fiction to us. We know that film. I'm asking the peanut gallery here, have you seen the movie Killing Zoe that he's in? That's a no, by the way.
No, I don't think I have.
It's pretty amazing. It's about an American who goes to France to rob a bank with his like French friends, and hijinks ensue.
Hijinks.
They rob a bank. It gets
the
crazy.
The hijinks. The hijinks. That's a bad name, too.
No, what we Point Dread
and the Ferments.
The Ferments.
That's pretty cool.
Da-na-na-na-na-na-na. Well, that's the first record. Yeah, everybody knows that. It's your nickname. I'm gonna change my phone to Trampzilla. Yes.
What do you know about Gimpzilla?
I don't know anything about Gimpzilla.
You don't know? You sure?
I mean, I'm pretty sure.
You seem pretty learned on the subject. I'm just kidding. I'm just pulling your leg, man. Yeah.
John, do you care to elaborate like that?
No, because the Gimp is in the Pulp Fiction movie and Gimpzilla. You know,
I had a girlfriend. Her name was Nicole. Clue, yeah. Okay, you just talk. I'll wait. I had a girlfriend in 1993, 94, 95, 96, in that realm, named Nicole. She worked at Condom Kingdom. And they sold sex toys and shit. And they had a whole display where there was like, shh, the Gimp is sleeping. And there was a box in the middle of the fucking store. Yeah. Pretty funny shit. Very dated. They're like, oh, there's a Gimp.
Yeah.
Gimpy McGimbalot.
Yeah.
Okay. That was interesting.
Well, I was just saying, yeah, I was making a good radio. I was interrupting you or something.
I'm sorry?
I wasn't interrupting you or nothing.
Oh, well, this is your point to talk. I'm done speaking with the words.
Okay. Well, all right. So what is your favorite? Did you already say your favorite Tarantino film?
I mean, twice, yeah.
What
I changed
it. What's your least favorite?
Oh. I kind of... All right. When I initially... All right. I got issues. I like history. And I don't like rewriting things that happened. So I went to see the fucking, what was it, Inglourious Basterds. And I was really enjoying it. And then the ending's not what happened at all historically. And it hurt me in my chest because I was like, there's going to be kids who are going to take this fucking movie as gospel. Like, oh, they got him in a movie theater. Right. They didn't get Hitler in a movie theater. What are you, out of your fucking mind? Like, none of this happened.
This is a good example. Tell me, because you know why? Because he went, same thing like the ending of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Well, Hollywood's like 15 years after the fact, so you kind of get used to it.
I understand it, but as a creative writer, he's going with a what if could be.
No, I feel better as an older man, but as a younger Vex, I was annoyed tremendously. I love the movie, but that's not how the movie ended. Right. That's not how World War II ended. None of that happened, and you're just like, I don't know, man. Like, that's a little fucked up.
That's what makes you the unique rock star. You think in terms of linear. Everything makes sense here from here to here.
It's just a story is a story. Like, you know. They're like, oh, they called him in. Like, there's a kid right now who thinks that's how fucking World War II ended.
Right.
Because of that fucking film. You know what I mean?
I understand it. But as goofy as you think those little quirks and stuff come up from, sometimes somebody is a creative genius and they think of these things. And you know what? Yeah. We just needed to go home. You know what? Sharon Tate didn't get murdered that night. These people didn't have, they just got their fucking ass whipped.
Buddy, I'm not even talking about that movie, buddy.
All right, well, it doesn't matter. It's the same.
I know what I say doesn't matter. I know.
No, I'm saying it's that's not what I mean. It's the principle I'm saying. And her blowing up that theater with Hitler, I just
answered it. 15 years went by, so I was softer with it. Again, though, Manson's not a fucking historical thing. It was a murder. World War II was a world war.
Yeah.
Right? What? A video? Johnny, do you know who Lizzo is?
Rizzo?
Lizzo. You have no idea what we're saying.
I know Rizzo from
Greece.
Yeah.
Or Mayor Rizzo from Philadelphia.
I'm
All right, no, Lizzo's an African-American singer. She's very rotund, like big, like super big, like whoa. And she's naked all the time. Like, that's her thing. And she's actually very, very talented. I love her record. She sings like a champion. She really can sing, man. And she had this show that I made Olivia watch on fucking on Amazon.com or Amazon Prime, where she wanted to get quote-unquote big girl backup dancers. And it's glorious.
Cool.
Yeah. Cool. I don't know why I went down the Lizzo path. There was something he said.
Because we said what?
Oh, I'm sorry, John. We're just gay. So, G-E-Y. Don't get offended, homosexuals out there. We're not actually homosexuals. We're just, you know, saying it in a derogatory term.
I'm not. I don't care. If anybody else is there, it's what to do.
Wait, are you gay, John?
No.
Oh, I misunderstood you. You're not coming out on the Vex on Vex podcast, episode number 149?
I'm not. I'm sorry to disappoint you.
I would ask your D if you were gay. I think I would do that. Be cool. No.
Just haven't found my sweetheart yet, that's all.
Oh, I'm right here, honey. Olivia, what was the first car you ever owned?
My first car?
Yes.
92 red Cutlass Supreme. That was my dad's. He passed down to me.
John, that's a nice car.
It was a nice car. I loved it.
What happened to it?
I don't remember. I think I just bought a new car because I had a job and money. Well, not a new car, a used car. And then I bought I don't remember what year it was, but it was a silver Nissan Altima.
I know that answering questions is difficult for everyone here in the peanut gallery today. Mm-hmm. What happened to it?
I don't know.
It?
I think maybe my brother took it.
Did he take it or did you give it? I'm just kidding. So your brother drove the car?
I think so.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
What was the mileage when you got it? Was it pretty low? Yeah, you're a lady. Is that sexist? That's sexist, John.
I mean, kind of.
John, you shouldn't say things.
I'm star of ists. Can we stop with the ists, please, and the isms?
Oh, dude, I do it tongue in cheek. And here's my fear. I was telling Olivia this earlier today. I say things in an ironic way, like I'm gonna go watch my stories, ha ha ha. And I'm so old now that people think I really say I'm gonna go watch my stories because I'm an old person.
My mom always used to use that one.
My programs.
My stories, but that means they actually appreciate the. You know, the idea of making a story.
Like, oh, no, it means we're old as the day is long, sir. That's what that means.
No, my mama's not.
Watch our favorite shows.
She's still with me.
Not about that. I'm talking about me. It's all about me. Come on, pay attention. My goodness. Everyone knows this, man.
So the only way I can confirm that in my mind, in the pop culture, like in far as, you know, these people have taken over the social media and the media industrial complex, is like they use this. IST, it should be UST instead of IST if they're going to put it in there. Like, oh, you don't agree with me? You're Rythoft. If you don't agree with me, you're Sackthoft. But instead of like actually saying that like someone's actually being racist or sexist. Did you just kill me?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I'm just saying like that's all bullshit. That's how they've brainwashed.
They.
Like,
who's they, John?
Well, it's definitely part of the media industrial complex. I don't know. You figure it out. I really don't know.
I'm not political, but I do like history.
But I'm not dumb enough to realize that there's something going on. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not totally dumb about it. Like, you know, I don't know. Guess follow, you know.
I asked Olivia about her car, and now it's a thing about the industrial complex of the media.
Well, you said racist and sexist.
And then I talked about being ironic and saying stories.
Yeah, but there was nothing about race wasn't even an issue. She was talking about a car.
You made it racist.
No, some kind of ist. Isms.
Well, I was sexist. I was like,
they need to die.
Okay. I mean, that's the hill you want to die on. That's cool. I want the record to reflect I am not political. And I don't give a fuck.
Can I tell you my current car has about 56,000 miles on it?
Oh, it's like a Scion, right?
Yeah. It's 2014. I never drive.
She takes the train. When you wipe, do you use one square? Are you trying to save the environment?
Yeah.
Have you heard that theory, Johnny Zero? So if you could take a doo-doo, right? You're like Johnny Zero's doo-dooing, right?
Yeah.
You're only allowed to use a single square of toilet paper to wipe your butthole, or you're killing the environment. Thoughts?
Well, peep happens. But that's probably ridiculous. But I don't know what weapons they have to. No, what I mean weapons, I mean metaphorically, not meaning.
I have no idea what that means, sir.
Well, I mean like I haven't really thought about.
the biodegradability in toilet paper and this type of thing. I am aware of it. I try and be responsible. I love the environment too, but these people have gone crazy with this, I think, to some extent. But maybe it's for good, maybe it's for bad. I can't. I'm not qualified to answer the question. I need to.
I said, "Have you heard of it?" And you're like, "I'm not a qualified answer."
Yeah, I've never heard
answer.
Of using one.
That's it. Then that's the answer.
And what brand are you using too? Yeah, that's a whole. That's a difference between Stinky Finger and fucking, and like maybe like a clean wipe. What did you eat that day? You know what I mean? Like,
I think everyone should just get a bidet.
Like, I don't mean to be gross. Vex, I'm not trying to be gross on your show, dude.
You're not the gross one. It's Olivia.
No, she's right though. It does matter. I mean, I'm sorry, but
she's like, I want a bidet. All right, Olivia. True. So after you clean your anus region,
right.
What are we drying it with?
Toilet paper. But not as much.
Is it one square?
No, but it's not as much as if you have to actually wipe poop.
Yeah.
Unless you have a ghost poop where you poop and you wipe and there's like not anything there.
Yeah, yeah. And you got to wipe another time just to make sure, like, am I crazy? Did this really happen? Do you know what I mean? Like, no, there's got, like.
We are nearly 150 episodes in.
Yeah.
And we have never discussed fecal matter removal.
I'm not.
In this depth before. I'm not saying I blame any of you. I do, but I'm not saying I do.
You started.
I did not.
Yes, you did. You started on poopies. Yes, you did.
I wanted to save the environment. That's what I was going for.
Okay.
Like you started using one square.
I don't use anything. I just let it hang. That's what I do.
So you got dinkleberries.
Yeah. A lot of them. And then I shave my butthole, so they're not even as near as bad as you would think. It just kind of claps in there. It's like a nice lubrication throughout the day.
I don't even want to picture
it
that.
It smells horrendous. I'm not going to lie. But, you know, I wear several layers of clothing on my bottom. And it works out well for
but
me.
But seriously, think about it. Your body is excreting waste. All right, we're not trying to be gross or not. Like, that's a true thing.
But you know, with if I shit germs, in your garden, it would grow your tree. And if I piss in your garden, your tree will die.
Yeah,
is that fucked up?
That's outside. But having it on your hands instead of using the proper amount of toilet paper without a proper, if there's a more environment. Dude. Then it goes by. It could be a little bit of that. That's excrement. That's germs. That's waste.
I have a question.
Especially if China or whoever's sending it, you know, or whatever.
Oh, my God. You made it really weird fast. Listen, there's enough poop coming out of buttholes right here. We have poop at home, okay?
I'm just saying.
You go to China to get poop.
You can't have, if you're in China, whatever. All right, I'm sorry. I'm trying to just make it so you can understand it. I'm trying to make it simple. You keep cutting it off and making it like I'm making this big political statement. Dude, if you wipe your butt. You know, like
in
a
China.
Normal person, you're going potty like a big boy, you know, a girl, whatever. You know, you don't want to use one piece of toilet paper. You might get poopy on your hand.
Oh, wait, what was the question?
I get poop on my hands a lot.
What?
You know, that's...
At least once a week, there's something somewhere.
It's because you use the fold method for the toilet paper, not the crumpled.
I do use the fold method.
He uses a lot of... He uses more equipment, more... covering than anybody ever seen. I've seen him go to work. He works hard.
I don't even know what the fuck he's talking about. Now listen, stop. Question. If you're removing the poo-poo from your hands, what method do you use as human beings to get it off your fingers?
I don't get poo-poo on my hands.
I used to have dogs. That happened.
That's not human, though.
No, I'm asking a question. If it gets on there for whatever reason...
Okay.
And then Olivia... Olivia goes first. Yeah. How do you remove the poo-poo from your hands?
You wash it.
With what?
Hot water, soap, a lot. Yep.
What kind of soap?
Whatever I can find.
All right, now, Johnny Zero, I want your answer. I'm going to tell you the right answer in a second. Johnny Zero?
Okay, I don't get it on there. The whole point of this was to not get it on there in the first place.
But if you did.
Oh, if you did, man, heat. Heat to kill the germs, number one. I would use a lighter, burn my hand if I had to. Rubbing alcohol peroxide if I have it around.
That's a bit much. Now,
oh yeah.
Here's the answer. I don't know about you, but again, it gets on me. It happens because I again the fold method. Mm-hmm. If it gets on you and you wash it with regular soap, I can still smell something on my hand, even though there's nothing there. So the secret, my friends, in podcast land, is to use shampoo.
Oh, you know what?
I've done that before, but I didn't know it was a thing.
I've never used it for poop, but I use that for a lot of things. Like if my hands smell from like food or something like that.
It just works, man. There's something in the shampoo that's like diabolical.
Do you know they have stainless steel soap bars that you can get that will take scent off your hands, and it works?
Stainless steel?
Yeah, so like if you, I think it's stainless steel, if you cut like garlic mm-hmm. and your hands stink mm-hmm. and you can't get rid of it for like a day, mm-hmm. you can use stainless steel.
Shampoo. Or gasoline. Gasoline doesn't
I never thought yeah, garlic stink. I kind of like the smell of fresh garlic, but when it goes bad.
I don't like it when it's on your hands.
I yeah. swear to God above, I like the smell of it. I thought he was going to say fresh poo-poo. And he didn't. He said garlic. I'm not putting you down. I just.
Why would you even think something like that?
I'm... It's on my brain now. Oh, there's poop all over it right there. So if there's poo-poo on your skin in podcast land, I reiterate again, use the shampoo.
Yeah, shampoo does really help.
That's an old-timey recipe because I know because you know too, but without saying on air. But that's true. The shampoos work and stuff like that.
Is Johnny Zero here's what I thought. A vampire from the 1800s and he's just letting on now? Go ahead, Johnny Zero.
Yeah, well, I'm saying that... The other one I was thinking of, I remember working on this job one time where they had lava.
Yeah, juggling them balls.
And they had all that OSHA and all that stuff.
Yeah, fuck lava.
Yeah, but they're not going to risk any lawsuits on there. So that stuff must kill whatever germ it is. If I had one, but you got to get one of the big things of it.
I would use
that in my house.
No. Listen, I do roofing, and I get covered in really dreadful things.
I know.
Gasoline takes everything off and kills all of it. Now, the second thing we've been using recently is WD-40. It takes it right off. But then your hands smell like WD-40. And then if you go home and you put some fucking shampoo in your hands, and then you're a good guy.
Yeah. Yeah. But, I mean, like, the human... Exactly. But but those kind of work extreme, like, kills everything type of soaps.
John, do you know in my new book, there are three chapters about the times I shit myself as an adult? It happened three different times.
No, you never gave me a copy.
No. You're not listening to me. It's not published yet. My new book that I'm working on right now, there are three distinct chapters about when I shit myself as an adult.
Oh, cool.
True story. Chapter 3, the first time I shit myself as an adult.
That's just right there. That's brilliant.
And I definitively remember the last time I shit my pants as a child. I remember it. It was so traumatic. I hated it.
They sound like they're...
Was it more traumatic than when you were an adult?
Oh, yeah. Because as an adult, I was like, what are you gonna do?
Shit happens.
Did you feel some kind of odd sense of relief or happiness?
Of course, because you're sick to your stomach. There's no other way you would shit yourself. I got pulled over by a cop, and I was in a car that wasn't mine, that wasn't registered in this state, and everything was expired. Everything in the car was expired. Everything. And I'm just sitting there, and I'm holding it in. I was like, fuck it. Right? So I'm just sitting in it, and in my head, I'm like... If the cop arrests me and I go to jail, I'm just going to smell like shit in the cell. But then I got a bunk. It was the 90s. I got a lot of tickets, nothing. I didn't go to jail, thank God. And then I remember sitting there in my shit. I was like, does he smell it? Like, does he know that I smell like shit right now? And then he did my tickets. And it was. I was just like, and you just sit in the filth and the warmth. And that's just the way it is.
Did you eat anything beforehand? Was it just pure nerves?
Did you use shampoo to clean yourself?
No, I'm asking.
I did actually. Listen, this is important. We had a show that night, and I used to use scalding hot tea to coat my throat, and the scalding hot tea, which was lemon, would then hit my stomach, and the adrenaline of the show would just make diarrhea. And I didn't understand the mathematics of it yet, so I stopped doing that a long time ago. And then I went to some woman's house to have fornication, and we did the fornication, and my stomach starts bubbling in her thing, and I'm like, I can't go in her bathroom. I just fucked her, and be like, oh. Like, you don't want to be that guy, right? So I'm like, I'm just going to race home. I'll be fine. I'm a young man. And I'm not in my car. I'm in somebody else's car, which is retarded. And I was on fucking Byberry Road, which is close to where I live now. And everybody was going slow. So I zipped around. And the reason they were going slow is there was a cop at the end of the line. And this is like 3:30 in the morning. And the cop's like, woo! And I was like, hey, why are you in a hurry? I have to get to the bathroom.
I was surprised at how much I'm... There's some beautiful country up there off of Byberry and that whole
That's area. Where you went with the story. That's what, like, I'm discussing shitting myself behind the wheel.
All right, let me explain what I was thinking.
Of an out-of-state car.
Yeah, I was thinking to go shit in the... You ever have to shit in the woods and have to actually use a leaf as toilet paper?
I used a t-shirt when shitting in the woods.
Right, look, I'm going to amaze you all. Listen to this.
I left
Remember
the shirt.
We were talking about the two plies and all that? Well, back in the day, yeah.
I'm not amazed.
You had to use... Leaves
back in the day
from trees to be toilet paper, right?
All use these a bunny
green type things, dude. Listen to what I'm saying. Well, if you use one that has poison oak on it or poison ivy,
this isn't your
joke. You wipe your. It's not. No, it's. I'm being totally serious. I was a fucking Boy Scout, dude. I'm trying to tell you the truth. You can't, that fucking shit, you don't want to use no fucking, get no poison shit, poison ivy, you know, you got
to
know the right
leaf. It's pretty basic not to get it on my butthole. Yeah, I knew that.
I know, but if it comes on, you just got to shit. You're on this fucking hike for fucking 10 miles.
So you know how to get it off your butthole?
You don't want to put your pants back on without wiping your hiney.
All right, so, you're not even listening to me, so but go ahead.
You just grab a leaf. You don't have toilet paper. That's what I'm saying.
You pack toilet paper.
Okay.
Dude, David Lee Roth would go to, like, jungles, and he would walk around, and he's like, you know what you bring in your fucking backpack? A little bit of water and a copy of War and Peace. So if you start shitting your fucking brains out, you got toilet paper.
Okay.
That's it. That's what he says. And he's like, I've done it.
Is he an alcoholic?
Ask him. Call him on the phone. Hello, okay. David Lee Roth. Hey, I'm not here right now. Leave a message. Beep.
Cool. I happen to like David Lee Roth. Well, but I'm saying, like, you know, that was more, I don't know if he meant that literally. In other words, he was being coy with what his statement was, making a statement about the book War and Peace. Using whatever
John,
paper
you're going to explain to me the thing I just said to you. I know what it means.
Okay. Well, what if you don't have a copy of War and Peace around? You're stuck out in the woods and you have to shit. Then you
don't
look
use poison
for
oak.
Leaves.
Yeah. Unless you're me and you don't know what they look like.
It's three leaves.
Exactly. That's leaves. All. That was the only point.
You said you were a Boy Scout.
Yeah.
Did you get poison oak in your butthole?
No.
Then why are you telling me this story now?
Because I was relating it back to the one,
John,
the ply thing, and they want to do it for being one Doug Grable, which you brought up, which is actually a piggyback, so let's bring it back to your original topic. Because if it's, then they should come out with a more biodegradable version. Like, they should have, like, leaf toilet paper. Like some kind of organic toilet paper.
Do you make toilet paper out of bamboo?
No. They really do?
Yeah.
Awesome.
But toilet paper's out of trees anyway. So it's all fucking the same.
I know. I'm just here.
That way we could track what all this recycled stuff
is going
to.
Why can't you use the three seashells like in the fucking movie Demolition Man? What are you guys, fucking heathens?
Three seashells?
You didn't see Demolition Man?
That's a piece of when I was a kid.
The whole thing in the bathroom, you go in there and there's no toilet paper, there's three seashells.
Yeah, what do you do, just like scoop it?
Well, no one explains it to him the whole time. And he's like, I don't know what to do. And they would laugh at him like, he can't use three seashells. And that came up at work 3 days ago with my friend Elliot. But clearly you weren't there, so you know what I'm talking about, but that happened.
So three seashells, so one's like a scooper, get the...
Why would I know the answer when it was a movie that came out 31 years ago?
All right, I understand. I'm just trying to apply it to regular real life.
Maybe it's 30 years ago. Maybe it's 29 years ago. Was that 93? I feel like it's 93.
There's a film that could be remade, by the way.
They want to fucking do a sequel. I kind of want them to do it,
yeah.
But Sylvester Stallone's 178 years old. So
makes
I don't know
it
if
even
works.
Better. Add the fucking cryogenic cybernetics.
The
whatever.
fucking.
Yeah.
Fucking.
Yeah. Fucking love... fucking Stallone. Speaking of Stallone and Henry Winkler and his trip to the Orient.
Dude, no offense. What the fuck are you talking about?
Well, this thing about the Rocky thing and the... what's Erwin Winkler? That's a joke, Henry Winkler.
No, seriously, what are you talking about?
The thing about Drago getting their own separate series. In the
He's really mad.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on that?
For those who don't know, Olivia, when Sylvester Stallone made the film Rocky, he was poor. So they were like, we'll buy the script for $500,000, which is an obscene amount of money in the 70s, but you can't be in the movie. And he's like, listen, I'll do it for fucking 50 grand, but I'm going to be in the fucking movie. And they let him be in the movie. And he makes it. But when a studio releases your unknown work like that, they own the franchise. Now, you make tons of back money on the end. He's a kajillionaire. He doesn't own his characters, but the reality of it is he did sign that contract. You understand? Like, he did that shit.
Rookie deal.
You're right. You're 100% right, but he did it. And so they made all those movies. By the mid-80s, he's a kajillionaire in real life. He's divorcing women. What's her name? Gets fucking half of it. She's still a kajillionaire. What's her fucking name? The giant fucking blonde bitch.
Oh,
She banged fucking Flavor Flav. Did you know that?
Yeah. They had the whole show together. Flavor Love, right?
Yeah. Well, no, it was like their own fucking show.
Right.
That was
right.
Good. Make that noise.
Sure.
I tried to move it away.
Go ahead, buddy.
But
so I don't know. It is what it is. He's like 90 years old. What are you gonna do? What do you think?
But don't you think? I mean, like, you know, it was a rookie dumb deal. Got that part. They've already made their millions off it. And like, he little did he know, he created the most. Arguably, the most beloved.
All right, that's ridiculous. But the point is, he's not a fake sport. That's not real. But the bottom line is,
boxing's fake.
The fucking movie's fake. Rocky's fucking
oh,
fake.
Oh, I understand that.
Smoking Joe Frazier adopts Philadelphia. There's no fucking statue of him. There's a statue of Rocky. So it's fake. Don't say it.
That.
It's a sports
That's
movie.
That's not what the fuck I'm talking about. I did my research.
But I don't agree with what you said. Okay, I'm sorry.
I know my research on that.
Except you're wrong.
What I'm talking about is the... is a movie character.
It doesn't matter. He signed the deal. That's
right.
it.
But don't you think it's time to let him in?
I'm going
to
answer it if you let me fucking talk.
I didn't ask the question yet.
You did ask. You asked it 3 minutes ago.
No, I didn't.
You, three times you're saying the same thing. Let me tell you what the question is.
Calm
don't
down.
You think it's fair? No, it's not fair. He signed it.
It's fair for what? You didn't finish. You didn't let me finish.
But here's the thing. I could play it back. You did ask this already. I'm not dumb. Okay. I'll let you ask it a third time. Go ahead. Feel better.
Okay. If I'm right, then I want you to erase that, and
but I'm not, so go ahead.
Okay.
Third time.
Okay. Well, my point is, don't you think at this point at least there's time for some creative control or consultantship?
No,
with
I
his
don't.
Original creation?
No, I don't.
You've made all these millions off him?
But no, I don't.
Okay.
The movie wouldn't exist without the studio. It's a fact of life. He wouldn't be the rich man he is without the studio. It wouldn't exist without the studio. Now, granted, but that's not a rookie deal. That's to this day. If a major studio makes your movie that you create, they own that shit. That's just how it works. Okay. And he signed it. So, no, okay. I don't. And again, he's 80 fucking years old, and he's a kajillionaire. Like, it isn't like he's poor. If he was destitute, that would make me feel some type
of
way.
Didn't say he was, and it shouldn't matter anyway. I'm talking
except
about
it does matter because you signed it.
No,
it's America.
It's a matter of principles. And
that's
it works
the
both
thing.
Ways.
It's
not,
business. There aren't principles. You signed it. And he doesn't disagree that he signed it.
Okay, well, I'm just saying for them not to respond to his trying to renegotiate it. And this guy obviously has a feel for this character. Obviously, you know, all these years later, all the successful sequels and all that, even if he didn't direct or write this one or that, he's still a part of the project. He still did this. So, like, I don't really understand what the big beef is. But we obviously disagree. The original artist, I think, should, you know, at this point be... We just strongly disagree on...
No, strongly. It's a fact of life.
I didn't say...
No, you're telling me I strongly
disagree. I disagree.
No, you said it. I disagreed.
Well,
I get the last word. I'm Trish. me.
Stratus. Alrighty then.
No, but like... You're not wrong in what you're saying morally, but it's a business maneuver. And you know when he had power? When he tried it, he said in the 80s, because he was still Rocky. When you're making Rocky 3, which made it more money than the original fucking movie, by the way, he had the power at that time to say, motherfucker, give me a percentage. Yeah. But he pussed out because he didn't want to make waves, which he said it. He pussed out. So I don't know.
I don't know if I would put...
He said it. He called himself a big fat vagina.
Okay. Whatever, but I'm saying at this point,
he's made
numerous movies and franchises successful. Don't you think to expand this so-called, quote-unquote, Rockyverse, don't you think it would be important to have Sylvester Stallone?
He's going to be dead.
On the creative...
I don't think it's important for an 80-year-old man to still fucking govern something he made when he was 30. Hmm. No, I don't. I don't.
Okay, I disagree.
Yeah, it's fine.
Strongly.
No one asked.
All right, fair enough. Next subject.
No, it's a good one to end on, actually, to be honest with you. Olivia, have any thoughts on the fucking situation? He did create the character out of thin air.
That I did not know, actually.
Well, of course, you're a girl. It's not your fault. So, sexist. You mean sexy?
Sexist.
Not as obsessed with Rocky as a lot of people around the area.
Yeah, again, vagina.
Yeah.
So, no, I'm serious. The guy wrote it in the 70s. He sells it. He did sell it. He made the film. It made him a huge movie star. Something Johnny Zero is leaving out of it. Every movie he's ever made in his career, including Rambo, where he does own the stuff and made a kajillion dollars, is possible because Rocky Balboa makes him a star.
I'm not saying that, but if you bring in money and stuff, like, we could do the same thing and go down and look at how much the Winklers made. Like, you know, they've been friends for years. I mean, like, that's not what I'm talking about, man. What I'm talking about is the principal. He's the original. The artist should... Just take care of the artist. That's all.
No.
It wouldn't matter what it is. No. You could say the same thing about Bram Stoker coming over from... did he really know that there was Vlad Tepes? It was called Dracula.
Okay, you're literally talking fucking gibberish right now
it's
to me.
It's not gibberish.
To me,
it's right in Philadelphia.
In my show, you're talking fucking gibberish, and I'm telling you something.
Okay.
This is life. Don't sign the contract. They would have never made the fucking movie. He wouldn't be famous. You know what they would have done? They would have stole this fucking idea, written it a different way. Fucking, they would have had a blonde-haired, blue-eyed Rocky Balboa. It wouldn't have been a fucking... They wouldn't have called it Rocky. They would call them Punchy. Hey, Punchy, how you doing? Hey, what's up? Hey.
They're not having blonde hair, blue eyed, anything.
That was who was going to play him. Do you forget this?
I know. I don't forget this, but I'm not talking about 1976.
I can't think of a specific fucking name.
One of your, a way a person's hair. You're turning me into this uptight shit. Listen, I'm just saying, don't you think if they're going to expand on the Rocky-related characters, it would be kind of important to have the
I
original...
said no. I mean, how many times do I have to tell you that I don't agree with your sentence?
Okay. Well, then Drago streaming. Enjoy it. You know?
Okay, I can. It's a free country.
Yeah, yes, it is. Enjoy
it. As long as you pay to stream it.
I knew you were a Drago fan. I knew it. I always knew you were an agent. I'm just kidding, man. Thanks for having me on your show, everyone.
It's not over yet. Okay. Well, maybe we can end it. Olivia, any final words?
No, I'm good.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this has been episode number 1. John, stop moving the microphone around. It makes noise. Just hold on to it. It's not going to hurt you. Sorry. No, just stop, and we'll be cool.
Let's do part 2.
Chill. I can't do part 2 because we can't plug in the fucking computer because of a whole thing. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been episode number 149 of the Vex on Vex podcast. The Vex on Vex podcast is available on the Podbean application on your phone under the Loud and Loaded Network. Okay, I can say Johnny Zero for real. Thank you for having us and thank you for being on the show.
Oh, thank you for being thanks for having me. I'm sorry if I was...
I just wish you would have taken it away from the fecal matter earlier in the show and made it about Rocky.
I wish they made leafy green toilet paper so we know why that they're taking our money from this biodegradable or recycled stuff and not really using it for anything. Yeah.
Olivia, thank you for your time. This is VexX telling you to stay frosty. Yeah.